Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, and TikTok at Avengers Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on YouTube, the video version of this podcast, youtube.com/TheAvengers, and you can support the show at patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. We really appreciate it. $1 gets you access to our Discord, exclusive movie reviews, and pre-show banter you can't get anywhere else. Patreon.com/AvengersPodcast. But I'm just one of your hosts. I can't do it alone. Emmy, how you doing?
I'm tired.
Nice. The most real intro I think we've ever had. Yep.
That was pretty raw.
Well, we have a special guest here, guys. Dracula. Robert De Niro, Dracula, how are you doing?
I've got nipples. Could you milk me?
That was all the spit take.
If you have not watched What If Season 2, Episode 9, man, are we going to spoil it for you? There's not going to be just milking. There's going to be some spoiling. And we are saying, go away now. If you have not watched What If Season 2, Episode 9, What If Strange Supreme Intervened? Guys, it's an interesting wild ride. We've made it through the end of What If. We're out from the other side. This is our last review. It's the season finale of What If Season 2. If you have not watched, leave now. Come back. We'll see you in a little bit. All right, guys. Who wants to start? Kind of throwing it around all night. Keith, start us out. What if Strange Supreme intervened?
I wanted them to stick this landing so bad. Mm-hmm. And then right off the bat, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange conjures up a single malt scotch on ice. I'm sorry. I'm sure that ice would have been a big novelty in 1602. So they're like, whoa. But like everyone knows that you take your first sniff of scotch neat. And then if you must, you add a shugle of water.
A shugle? How much is a shugle?
How much?
Yeah, okay. Ask the Scottish. It is a made up word from them.
All words are made up as what was it? Did Drax say that? All words are made up.
I think that was Thor in response to the Guardians.
It was Thor. Yeah, all words are made up. That's Infinity War, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah, right, and the Guardians. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Sorry. Call back. Go on. Sorry, Keith.
I don't actually have any animosity towards the handling of scotch in this episode. I was just fucking around. But shugle is a real Scottish thing. The episode was a lot faster paced, a lot less pacing issues than the previous one, I think. It did feel to me that they went from room to room to room after a while of just fight, fight, fight. If anything, it might have been a little stretched of an episode. Felt kind of like the third Hobbit movie.
Fucking all armies.
I haven't seen that one yet.
All three of those Hobbit movies. Yeah, all three of those Hobbit movies just like, oh god.
Stretch. They stretch the concept of one novel.
Novel.
Oh, this big. This big
novel. It's not even.
Oh, well, mine is. Maybe it's bigger font, but mine's definitely. I have the Hobbit as well. But yeah, it's. I'm sorry. We're not going to rant about the Hobbit. We would be here all night. Sorry.
Yet.
I liked that they did a reverse Wanda and took Doctor Strange and made him instantly bad again and threw away his character's choices of the first season and made him looking for someone but keeping his motives hidden until the right time and whatever. It just felt kind of silly to make him literally battling his own demons because he then turns into one, and it felt like a backtrack for him big time. However, as a comic book fan, I love the shit ton of references in this. I love the weapons being all thrown at them at the end. Really cool ending, some really cool animation. It was a good episode to me, but not a great one. Let's put it that way.
Emmy, go next, my friend. What did you think of the finale of What If Season 2, besides the jubilation that it was over?
Don't tell me what to do.
I was telling you what to feel.
Yes. And when to
say
it.
You told me to go next.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I'm going next because I'm not gonna tell Amy what to do.
You lost your chance.
Amy. I think
that's probably for the best. I'll piss off less people.
You gotta go. I need your opinion now. Sorry, you're swaying me back and forth. It's a fucking ship in the storm. I got it. If you make the choice.
What if she liked?
What are your thoughts on this show, if you feel necessary to share them?
All right. I guess I'll share them. I will.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just so long as you know that you're not my real dad.
You're not my dad. Fucking noodlehead. Anyway.
My first note on this is, all right, fine.
If this is not the bottom barrel for you, I have never heard you so fucking sorry, Amy. I'm interrupting. Go on. Sorry.
Oh, but no, honestly, like I think I need people to know that watching this show, like I feel like sometimes I do just sound like a Marvel, like I will take anything you give me, Marvel. Like I love Marvel, everything that Marvel does. I need you guys to know that I have liked everything that Marvel has done. Eternals was a little bit long. I Am Groot, who's that for? What If season 2? Fine. Just fine. I watched it. Let's move on. Like okay. This is me when I'm not having a great time with something. And yes, granted, this was 5 episodes in one sitting the night before I had to go back to school. Which already foul mood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked the cameos. I thought that was really cool. I really liked Corey. I thought that was a really cool touch. I would have really liked that intro a lot better had it been a live action, like something like Shang-Chi. That was a new character that we were introduced to, his own movie. And it was really well done, I feel like. And I think that they could have done the same with Corey. And I hope, honestly, that we do still see her in live action. That would be fantastic. Agreed. I was, at this point, sick of the same people from season 1. And at this point, I was like, I think I figured it out. I want the standalone, weird, wacky shit. I don't want it to connect at all.
Anthology series. It's almost like what the mission statement was.
So yeah, it was fine. I am not clamming for season 3. I'm not clamming for that at all.
Clamoring.
I might have done a little mush mouth.
It's all good. Well,
I'm very tired.
I wouldn't be surprised if I just hadn't heard of a new term.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm not clamming
for that.
We have been recording and podcasting for going on 3.5 hours now. Some really strong content, though. I'm super stoked about it. But it's been a long night, and it's been talking about a show that you're not overly fond of as well, Emmy. So I mean, it's a little exhausting. This episode, there were parts I really really liked, super super liked, with the whole, you know, killers of the universe, killers all in this one area, and then releasing them all at once. And even Peggy acknowledging, releasing a whole bunch of universe killers in one spot, probably not my best move. You know, like, I like that it just had that wherewithal because you're thinking it, but also, oh, I want to see this shit. But it just never felt as heightened as what that should have meant. It's just, they were all just like scrambling around like a fucking Scooby-Doo episode. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, what? Just didn't feel as impactful as I wanted it. As soon as it happened, I was like, oh, fuck yes. What does this mean? Is this going to branch something out for season 3? I thought it would have been a fucking great thing to see all these universe killers all just kind of scattered across because Strange wanted Christine back. But we didn't see any of that. We just, no, okay, put him back. You let the fireflies out of the jar, now put him back in. And it's like, oh, wait, what? Okay, that was a potentially really cool setup, and it kind of just wasn't there. And Keith, his critique is 100% valid, correct. In my opinion, I love it because it's exactly the same one I shared. This is very Wanda Maximoff in Multiverse of Madness, where we just saw his entire story arc in the entire first season of What If. Hit reverse, back to you. And yeah, he gives very big hints that, yeah, you know, I need you to go hunt for something. You'll know when you see it. Very vague and stuff like that. Like, come on. Once again, Peggy feels like a dumbass because she's just, well, I need to go back in time. And in order to do this, I got to get Strange's person, you know, and hey, no, you know who this is. Who is this? Give me a better detail. I expect more from Captain Carter to understand. Kind of let me, what am I going into here? You make me think she's dumb. The whole Cahorty thing just, I wish we could have seen exactly what you said in our review of the Cahorty episode. How did she get captured? How did Strange? I would have loved to see that bridge. Why wasn't that?
That's the dynamic I was more interested in. If you're going to bring back Strange,
exactly,
bring back him to interact with her
and show him dropping sanity, you know, to have him lose himself a little bit. Let's see some of that leading into the Cahorty incident. So it just, once again, there was some really cool moments. But to me, I thought Doctor Strange looked like Jafar. I got Jafar moments when they showed him a few times. I don't know. There was just so many. There was a gnome running around at one point. That's a universe killer, a gnome. Okay, cool. I'm, you know, zombies. And then
I think that's from comics.
Oh, I probably.
No, that was straight out of the butt. Okay.
Starting a prison riot of universe killers, not my best idea. I quoted that earlier. We see Wambi return, which is great. Surtur, Asgard's Doom, Thanos, Killmonger with the Infinity Armor. So many cool moments, but nothing that really felt fleshed out. And oh, wow, that's cool. It just felt like, oh, like pretty colors. That was awesome. But it didn't feel like there was a story for all those beautiful lights that were being shown. And I just, that was ultimately my takeaway. It felt very forgettable for a finale. It felt very, oh, okay, now Captain Carter on another adventure again. I love Captain Carter, but when you dumb her down either as a lovesick puppy or just naive to go into battle, you know, it just, like, I it's hard. It's really hard to justify this amazing badass when she just doesn't feel fully fleshed out. And she had the most episodes of this season to make her feel that way. And I still felt like it was either an obsession with Steve or just blindly going into battle. And I think Captain Carter is way more than that. We've seen that from previous iterations of the character through the Agent Carter series. I don't know. Either way, it was just, I guess the best words, it was a letdown. It was a letdown because there were a couple of episodes in this series that I really liked. I really, really liked. This one wasn't one of them. And everything in this season two, just to kind of put a bow on it, most of it felt underwhelming. A couple of standouts, 100%, a couple of standouts. Cahorty, all freaking day. Absolutely loved it. I could watch that episode all freaking day. I also really, really enjoyed the Nebula joining the Nova Corps. Peter Quill attacking Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I thought those three episodes are standouts. I just thought this one was eh. And I don't know. Either way, it's still, overall, I didn't hate as much as I hated last season. Not like Emmy, at least. But just nothing really felt. Ah, here it is. And this was just Doctor Strange. And here's the thing, Christine, that's worth everything. That is worth, once again, you're kind of making Doctor Strange look stupid, just the similar way you made Wanda Maximoff feel stupid, where you're giving everything up because of this one thing. Well, that's what grief does, and that's what loss does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that's his pay. We just saw a story arc that shows the development of those same very things. That's what doesn't make sense. Don't give me the story arc where you recover from grief and those demons, which we see in WandaVision, which we see in season one of What If, and then completely say, hey, remember that? Fuck that. Because then you're not, then why are we watching these stories to begin with if you're just saying, okay, rewind that back, take two, and here's a different one. It's like, well, no, then I'm not invested as I was the first time I saw these, and it discredits the first things I saw in WandaVision and in season one. It's a problem. It's a problem. Marvel, quit doing that. I'm not a fan of it. You're discrediting your own writing. I don't know why you're doing it. Do you not like your own stories and you want to go back and just rewrite them? It doesn't feel good to be a fan of that. Anyway, golly, that was my perch. Very disappointing finale. Very disappointing finale. I expected a lot more. And as soon as Strange came into frame, I was like, oh, he's bad. Okay, cool. You know, like we all knew it. And that's what sucks. It felt so deadpan in a giveaway. So.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see a little bit more of a poker face from Strange for a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. To tack on to what you said, I did think that he learned his fucking lesson in season one, and to see him... I think he did learn his lesson, and then, I don't know, the backslide or... I don't know. And I can forgive people who have, like, a relapse or a regression. Like, I can forgive that, but I don't know that I can forgive it as easily with characters. Like, because I feel like with characters, with movies, with TV shows, like, I feel like once they learn that lesson, I'm not as forgiving to a backslide as I am with actual real human beings. With characters, I'm not.
Here's the thing. I think that's a really well said point. I'm going to just add a little bit of context in my opinion. I'm the same way. Actually, I'm okay with seeing the regression if you give me context of the regression.
Yes.
And they have not done that.
There you go.
They have not done that with Doctor Strange. I'm sorry. Her opening the Darkhold was not enough for me because to me, I thought she was above that through the entire arc I saw previously. So Wanda Strange, you did not invest the time to show me the regression, to believe the regression, and understand that we have to go back in and fight these same demons again. If you don't show it and you just say, well, no, yeah, of course they slip back. Well, then, okay. People have relapses and they have moments of why it happens.
Yeah.
And it's part of being human. And nothing wrong with that. And that's the beauty of human nature, is trying again and again until you can get it right. And that's okay. Don't just say, hey, there's that one thing. Oh, but yeah.
But that's also not the point of movies, I feel like. I feel like movies use it as a plot device to tell a story. And then if they keep relapsing, then you're telling the same story over and over again.
That's a great point.
And I think that's
a great point.
That it bores audiences. It's it's not something that I don't want to watch that over and over again in my own life or in movies. Like, I feel like it's a story that needs to be told. And like once it is told, you can shut the book on it. Yes, there might be relapses, but like Brandon said, like it is a... It needs to have context to it. Why is that happening?
Right. Exactly.
I'm glad that you agree with me.
You're welcome.
And what a wasted thing to leave on the cutting room floor for a writer is to see something with so much potential like the Darkhold, or like this demon, this grief demon, let's say, that this Strange Supreme character, you know, backslides with. The potential for an episode of that, or potential for, you know, a series or something for Wanda getting taken over by the Darkhold. Why wouldn't you jump on that? Like, what a cool thing that from the comics that you could show and elaborate on and show how scary it is. And then you have a MacGuffin for later that the Darkhold could, you know, one day be in someone else's hands that you don't expect to see and using magic, and, you know, go into it a little bit more is all. But yeah, I have seven pros to this episode.
Oh man.
Before you get to that, you get to the pros.
Okay.
Kind of on the same vein that we were just talking about. At one point I punched my mic. I'm sorry.
ow.
That hurt.
He didn't say that. He's fine. You're fine. You're fine.
My God.
Eat a little. I just saw.
The line, my grief is too strong. I'm too callous. When he said my grief is too strong, and I was like, you lost one lady.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but like I feel like everybody's at least lost someone, and like fucking suck it up, Buttercup. Like
you're gonna bring down the entire universe because of one.
I get it.
Also,
It's fucking sad. Losing someone that you love is fucking sad. But yeah, like, get over it, Diva.
Did
like,
you just...
What's so great about Christine?
Hold on a second. Did you just say Team Cap? You think Iron Man was being a baby because he lost... Just saying.
Like, he lost two people. And they were his parents.
Okay.
And that's not even... I don't even think that was the issue.
I think, Emmy... Can you show that cup again? Because I would like to see how your Team Cap now. So you can sit from the Captain America side. Because losing people does not give you the right to fly off the fucking handle like that. Am I right, Team Captain America? Let's do this, Emmy. Fist bump.
No. No. Also, Diva, you're being extra.
How am I being a diva? I was making your argument and agreeing with you.
I don't think that was the point, though. I think a little bit of the point was that Captain America knew and didn't tell Tony.
Yeah. And Bucky and Howard were so close.
In the words of Iron Man, I don't care. He killed my mom.
Punch you in your perfect face.
Well, this wasn't his mom. This was his lover.
Okay. All right. There's a difference between moms and lovers. But sometimes there are mother lovers, too.
I had a point where he said that my grief is too strong. And I was like, babe, we've all got it. Like, you just got to get over it.
Yes,
like,
Tony.
Fucking work through it.
Work through it, Tony.
That's... I feel like that's a little bit different. It's a little bit different because, first of all, dude murdered. And Christine was just in an accident. Like, that was a whoopsie-do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's all good.
And he's willing to bring down fucking everything, multiverses, for this one fucking lady.
Hey, don't forget it, Emmy.
Proportionate.
Don't forget, Emmy.
Is the pussy that good?
Yeah, don't forget, Emmy. He recovered from all this and figured all this out last season. And
He did.
Yeah.
And now he's willing to bring it all fucking down again. I'll even say, as someone who like has gone through shit in my life, like, yeah, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not going through any grief right now. And then the next day I'm like, fucking hell, grief was like listening to me and was like, fuck you, bitch.
Gave you the middle finger.
You don't have any grief? Now you've got it all.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not throwing a bunch of innocent people at a forge in your infinitum sanctorum.
I mean, if I had the opportunity.
That's another thing that fucked with my head. As much as I love the visual of all these universe killers in this forge area, I was still like, wait, what? What? You just stick them in a stew and stir them up and things are exactly what you need? What?
It was the same little thing, you know? That he got put in in the first season.
Well said.
It was a hexagonal.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that hexagonal had that many syllables, Jimmy. That's crazy.
Hexagonal.
Hexagonial.
Well, it's not a hexagonal prism because that would be flat sides all around. It's like a hexagonal. I didn't put enough.
So my seven pros.
What's your seven pros, Keith? What do you got, man?
This that episode would be a heptapro.
This episode had an incredible opener. The Marvel Studios opener.
Loved it.
They have so much to pick from out of just two seasons of this show. They have, it feels like a plethora of options.
I'll be honest, I love that they saved it for the finale too. It felt earned and I like that. So
yeah, agreed. I enjoyed Hela riding in on her giant Scottish terrier and controlling all those dead zombies.
Yes.
And she immediately gets to say her line, I'm the goddess of death. And I hope it's the last time I ever hear her say that line, because she's reached that, like, That's a catchphrase you need to stop saying. What I liked about it is Surtur came in right afterwards and said, I'm Asgard's doom. And she was like annoyed with the catchphrase. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, that's perfect. That's we don't need to hear her say it again. I love the animation. this episode. I really love how Carter used the stone's individual abilities when she had the armor and was like throwing her shield and teleporting it. How she would use like the reality stone one time. Still have yet to see the soul stone used in a fight. I haven't the slightest idea what the fuck it would do. Also, why does no one use the mind stone to so just
the
make
soul stone would be like
and have a tea?
Soul stone would be like the scorpion in Mortal Kombat. Like, you know, get over here. Like, I think you
get
just
over here. Yeah. Take the soul.
Yeah.
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 That would be power or reality.
Amy, it's my stone. Let me play with it how I want to. Fuck. Anyway, also, another thing real quick though, when she was, had all the stones and everything. And then she's like, I'm just going to beat the shit out of Strange with my fist. I'm like, why? You have all the fucking stones. Yeah. Why the fuck are you punching him? Like
feminine rage.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Feminine fucking rage.
It's not even, it just feels dumb. It's like you have all the Infinity Stones. It's like you're falling to your fucking death. Figure some shit out. Anyway, sorry. I'm just gonna punch them.
Different. They could have spent more time. Yes. If there was a whole episode on her using all of the stones with the armor on, that would be. I'd watch that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
To like cleverly use each one and make sure they all get
sign me up. Sweet. Sign me up.
I love that the falling heroes throw all their weapons to them. Mm-hmm. You know, not just the heroes, but the universe killers as well. It felt like a really sick role in D&D. I enjoyed that. Strange's hand smiles after it swallows Odin's staff.
I did not notice this.
It has a little creepy smile on it, like it's satisfied. It just ate a very powerful Asgardian weapon, and it smiles, and it was very unsettling, but I didn't hate it.
I'm gonna have to check that out again. Yeah, okay.
You saying that brings something to mind, but
it had like the exact same demon face, like it almost looked like a jack-o'-lantern face, but it was on his hand as well. And it was just all 2 seconds, very easily missed. I respect that they didn't have another team-up theme in this episode. Yes, they had Kahorty and Carter teaming up to battle everybody, or to battle Strange, sorry. But they didn't have like a new band of heroes, a new Avengers pose moment, because they have been beating that to death a little bit. We got like the new Guardians, and then another group of Guardians, and then another group of Avengers. It's just like, okay, stop with the team up shot. And then they did the Kirby crackle. The Kirby crackle effect that Jack Kirby invented when drawing comics in Marvel was these little black, like, stones, it almost looks like, along the side of a beam of power. Mm-hmm. I've recreated it 1,000 times because it's so much fun to do power in different ways, and they put it in this episode with, I think it was
good call out,
the Hulk Thor gamma sword blasts this like Kirby crackle, and it looks awesome.
That was a great
call.
Good call out. Emmy,
that's my pros.
Any more dislikes, Emmy?
Oh, so many.
Here we go.
No, I'm just kidding.
I got 25 of those if we want to go back.
No,
I'm kidding.
I think we killed it.
I did list the things that I saw in the episode that, or the people that I saw that I recognized. And I, oh, Lord, I missed so many. So at me in the comments, go for it. I got the Shang-Chi dragon.
Yes.
Is in there. The Dark Elf.
Yes. I remember seeing the
Dark Elf. Obviously, Zombie Wanda. You did see Little Wombie. Peter.
Sorry, go on.
Wombie. You did see Little Peter for a second. There is a Thor version of Hulk, I think. And then you also see 2 Thors who fight each other.
Yep.
I did not notice that. And
then Kahori has the Ten Rings and Mew Mew at one point.
Yes.
That was pretty fucking cool.
That was badass. That was a badass moment.
I also really, and like, this is obviously like, it was on screen for quite a while. Not quite a while, but like long enough that like, it's not like I caught it. Infinity Killmonger looked fucking badass.
He did.
His suit looked cool.
I want to go back to the Kahorty part though, because we really haven't touched base on her, and she's kind of a instrumental part of this final battle. Obviously, that's the big reveal is, oh, he was just trying to capture. Kahorty felt more like you know, America Chavez did in Multiverse of Madness as a prop rather than this character. And that's
a teleporter.
And I'm like, sucks, man. Because here's the thing. I love the Cahorty episode. It's great. And then she's just like, no, you can't capture me. What the fuck? Like, it's like, wait, what? He did, but he's not supposed to. And then she's like, well, no, he needs to let me go. And I'm like, oh, God, why? You just took a character. And then, like, Strange is all like, but I miss Christine. And it's like, wait, what?
Oh, are you really?
Is that the sacrifice play? Is that it? Like, okay, cool. Anyway, sorry. So we really hadn't touched on her too many times, or actually at all, I think, so far in this episode. So I just want to make sure. I love Cahorty, but not in this episode. She felt like an object. She didn't feel like a person. And I don't like that. I felt like just same with America Chavez and Multiverse of Madness. Let's use her for her powers. Let's use her for here.
A weapon.
Yeah. And then Damsel in Distress is a little bit too, because she's captured and she's not supposed to. And hey, Peggy, please let me out. You know, it's just Cahorty was such a badass a couple episodes. And now it's just like, I know Strange Supreme. He's the ultimate. I get that. But at the same time, it diminishes the character a little bit when you immediately get her captured in something else. I don't know. Just show me that. What we talked about again. Show us that. Show us that capture. Show us how that went. Or was it just a quick little, and maybe there was nothing to show, but I don't know.
I half agree with you in the sense that I think there were a couple moments peppered in where Cahorty's character was a true badass in this episode, primarily when she removed Killmonger from his own armor by teleporting him out of his clothes, which was awesome.
Pretty fucking cool. And the Mjolnir hold as well.
Mjolnir without actually holding Mjolnir was really cool.
Badass.
But I do agree. I think that the character was a little undersold. It would show that she could team up with an Avenger we know, or, you know, an alternate Avenger we know. But she was a little overshadowed is good. Way to put it.
I agree. The very end was something that I did really enjoy.
Okay.
The Watcher coming to get Captain Carter, and she's like, maybe we can take the scenic way. And they go by the goddamn Loki tree.
Great point there, Emmy. I loved the very ending of that as well, is we get to see the tree. We get to see
the
how cool is it to think about that branch or branches, I should say, and what that's going to mean. And Loki, you know he's in there. You know he's in there. Out. So fucking A, let's have it. Let's see that.
He's probably watching Peggy doing all her shit. Watching pegging. So he did the control F pegging.
That'd be amazing if that's how he
just that's all he does in the tree is just watch
that. That would make things easier for sure.
Exactly. Just
control F.
Control F.
They call pegging. It the tree of pegging because all Loki does in there.
Loki.
He just connects.
All pegs lead him.
He's not the god of stories. He's the god of pegging.
It's my turn. Pegging. Sorry. My turn to be a wet blanket for a second.
All right. Go for it.
I didn't love seeing the Loki tree. Reason why.
Oh, shit.
I know. Keith. I sound like such an asshole.
Here you go.
I think I want Loki's story to be kind of done. And to me, this was them going, oh, we had a really successful run of Loki season 2. Look, we're referencing it. It's the most successful thing we've done in quite a while. Check it out. Well, and it just felt like a...
I get it.
Yeah.
Hard to argue.
That's why it rubbed me the wrong way. I do love the idea of what he could be now and seeing that one day. I just want it... I want Loki to have a little time to himself.
To breathe.
Yes! Let it breathe.
Give him some space.
When did... What if season... Was What If season 1... What was that? 2020 or 2021?
Was I think it's 2021.
Okay. Yeah. So 2 years... So maybe by then, maybe 2 or 3 years when the next one comes out, maybe they'll have a chance. Maybe I'll have a chance to breathe for a little bit then, but I still feel like it may still feel too soon. So it's a valid criticism, Keith.
You know what? We don't ever have to have another one. It's okay.
Oh.
What if can just die?
There's already a sneak preview of the new season. It's probably coming out a lot sooner than we realize.
Oh, hell yeah! Yeah, Emmy! Let's do it! Let's so watch What If Season 3!
Shut your mouth! Are you joking? You're joking.
There's a secret. There's a scene already online. Buffy
there's
and
a scene!
Are on a road trip together.
Emmy! Yeah. Let's watch it together!
Why? Okay, alright. So
oh,
what
can
if
we?
Let's watch it right now! Stream. Let's bring it up right here, right now!
I don't understand why... Why? What If is getting 9 episodes and Echo is getting 5?
Fucking
like,
preach.
If anything, let's give What If 0 episodes. And give What If, or not, 5.
oh, we're giving Echo it back. 9. We took the 9 away and we're giving it right back, What If. Here it goes.
No, give Echo 9 episodes mm-hmm. and give, and what? And Daredevil has what, 53 episodes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. 50.
What is
it? They redid some stuff. There's, you know, yeah.
So, okay. I think this is what our review should have been is why though, season.
Why two. Though?
Why though?
Season. How two. Come?
How come? Season two.
Who wants this?
Hey, overall,
I would like to go on the record saying this second season was far better than season one.
I agree. I like this season as a whole much better than season one. I will definitely say that.
I won't. I'm sorry. Season one was fun for me because it was something new, and this
it was
season,
the same story but with different characters. Yeah.
This season, I don't know. You know what?
Clap, girl.
You
were like
there was a gnat. Yeah.
Did you get him?
I gnat him.
Nice.
No. Okay. I feel like season two mm-hmm. was the same as season one, but instead of the Watcher, like, not bringing the team together, but, like, at the end, it was, like, the Watcher at season one.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of season two, it was fucking Strange Supreme. Mm-hmm. I honestly, like, you want to talk about lazy writing? It was...
I never said we liked this episode. We never
I thought you liked copy
not
and this, paste.
Not, but the whole season.
Oh, I'll get you. I'm with you.
I do like copy paste.
So why didn't you love this shit, Emmy?
If it's after
so he just laid down the Uno reverse card on your ass. He literally said Uno reverse back to you, and you were not ready for it.
No, she makes a good point though.
She does.
She hated the first copy.
No, she makes a great point.
If I didn't like,
okay. Well, yeah. So here's the thing, guys. We're going to have plenty of time to talk What If Season 2. Guys, if you're watching this and you've listened to all these episodes, really appreciate it. Because what we're going to do is we're going to review Echo. For the next 5 weeks, there's 5 episodes. We are going to do Echo, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we're going to return to Twitch. And we're going to do Avengers Assembled. And we're going to do Avengers Assemble with What If Season 2. And Echo. Now, those are going to be separate streams. We'll have 2 streams in a row, back-to-back, similar to what we had with the Marvels, as well as, my brain escapes.
I don't remember.
Loki Season 2, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
So, we'll do back-to-back Twitch streams following our Echo review. If you're a patron of ours, patreon.com/AdventuresPodcast, we do put a post out when we go to Assemble asking everyone's thoughts. So we would love, keep an eye out. I know it's probably 5 weeks away and you're probably like, well, thanks now, Brandon, appreciate it. But we are going to put a post out, gives you time to watch the show as well. Have your thoughts on it. We'd love to hear from you. Obviously you saw how up and down we were during these episodes and also during the season as well. And we want to hear from you and see what you think of What If Season 2. A lot of you were fond of the first season, so I'm curious what everyone else thinks, especially when Keith and I are thinking Season 2 is a little bit better than Season 1. And Emmy just wanted it to end.
So wet fucking blanket.
Why though?
I'm sorry.
Why though? But just keep an ear out for that post on our Patreon. But we really appreciate it. Tomorrow, that's when we're releasing our Echo review. By the time you're already listening to this, you probably already see our Echo review out because this is releasing less than 24 hours later. You will see our Echo episode one review. We are going to be releasing that. Cannot wait. So stick around. I promise you, we like the live action stuff a little bit more than the cartoons. So yeah, it should be a good time. If you want to support the show, like I said, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. $1, you get to comment and get your thoughts out there for our streams. You also get access to our Discord, exclusive pre-show banter and movie reviews you can't find anywhere else. If you like the podcast, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with getting eyes and ears on this podcast. Greatly appreciated. And if you want to see the video version of this show, youtube.com/TheAvengers. You get to see our faces and how sleepy they are after 3.5 hours of recording. But it's been an absolute blast. Missed recording with these guys. But been a fun fucking night. I don't care how tired I am. I've loved every second of it. Appreciate Keith, Emmy. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. High five, Emmy. I love that you're doing that. That's really cool. Anyway, I'm joking. What do you got, Emmy?
Okay. The question was not answered. Who would win in a battle between Kahori and Scarlet Witch?
Well, she holds her own against Scarlet Witch in this episode. That's what I forgot to mention.
She's a zombie. She's a goddamn zombie.
That's true. If it was live Scarlet Witch, I think Scarlet Witch.
I think Scarlet Witch, too.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I think especially with the Darkhold. But I don't know. Without?
It would be a fun... Westview. That's all I need to know. Westview. Fucking A. Scarlet Witch all day.
True. If we had Kahori, she could have teleported those guys out of Westview, no problem. Boom. Outside the hex.
Out of their pants as well. That's weird. That's weird.
And that's the power I want.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We're heading on out of here. Love you guys. Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, TikTok, Avengers Podcast. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We're heading on out of here. See you tomorrow for Echo. Cannot wait. Keith, Emmy, final words, my friends.
Strange Supreme has a scowl in this episode that is disgusting.
Did you notice the only difference between Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange Supreme is sour cream?
Yeah, what's that about? And they mark it up like $12?
Fucking bullshit.
Fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
A little white stuff on his chin, and all of a sudden it costs so much more.
Oh my God. Oh.
I've noticed that you put all Patreon episodes are already out on podcast platforms. Oh no, I went Australian.
What are you trying to say? What
I'm trying to say, you call it bantas, but is that we got good bants? We got good bants. That's how you say it in the UK. We got good bants.
Good what bants?
We'll see you tomorrow. Bands.
It's like short for banter.
We'll see you tomorrow. We're reviewing Echo.
Fuck.
We're sleepy. Bye, guys.
We got good bounce, babes.